Chazal is brought in the Rishonim by Voser Yaakov Levadoi, Altik Levadoi Ela Lekadoi. And this is a reference to the Pachim Ketanim, that Yaakov goes back, which the Shlo tells us was the Kad Shemen of Chanukah. In fact, in the Shachal HaTorah, he says like this, Vayivose Yaakov levadoi, omru chazal, atziku levadoi ele lekadoi. Me'ayin bo lo zeh hakad, where did he get this jug from? Kashi Yaakov somho avonim rashoisov. When Yaakov placed all the stones around his head, v'hishkin baboike, u'motzon even achas, and he got up in the morning and he discovered that they'd all merged into one stone. But nisbatziloi kad shel shemen. By yitzok al roisho, he took this jug of oil and he poured it over the stone, over the head of the stone. V'chozar hakad v'nismali. The kad, even though he'd now emptied it of its contents, refilled. So oz yoda Yaakov shehu mezum lebrocha. That's when Yaakov knew that this kad was something special. I'm not leaving it here. That's why he made sure he had the kad shemen. But who has shemen shenimshuchu mimenu hamishkon b'chol kelov v'amizbeach? This was the same oil from which, or with which, the mishkon and the kelim and the mizbeach were anointed. V'aron uvonov v'hamelochim v'adayin kuloi kayim, and it's still all there. Presumably the kad and all the oil that's inside the kad. K'mo she'omu chazal, zeh li l'dorei seichem, it's for all dorets. V'hu kad ha'shemen shel ha'tzarof, v'shom lo Eliyahu kad ha'shemen lo yisachale. This is the same jug of oil, pitcher of oil, in the sur of Eliyahu. And v'hu osuch shemen shel eshes avadya hanovi, which is with Elisha. That kad of shemen, the ishar shunamis. It's when Yaakov saw the nisim that was going to be performed with this vial of oil, this small jug of oil. So Sikin Asmavi, he endangered himself, right, to cross back across the river alone. And Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi, Altik Levadoi Lekadoi. In the Alshich state, Vayitzek Shemen Aroisho, Hitushu Oson, Alidei Kohanim Meshuchim Shemen Aroishon. So even though the Shach, I think there is a version where the Shach continues and says, and this was also the Kad Shemen of the Menorah, but I haven't seen it. In the version that I saw, it stops there. But the Al Shech HaKodesh is Mamshich to say, you know, this is also the Tishuasan of the Kehanim in the time of the Maccabim, in the time of Chanukah, and it was the Nei Shemen of the Menorah. Some say that's touched in Mois Tzur, Minois HaKankanim, of Yaakov, Nas Nes Ashushanim, which is the Makkabim. So the question is, what is the Kesher between Yaakov specifically and the Yom Tov of Chanukah? If you look at Orach Chaim, in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Orach Chaim writes, V'derech remez yisboi ha'kosov al derech maima huve b'seif zoya chodosh, ki arba goluyos shel Yisrael, kol echon mehem nigalu mimenu b'schus echot. The four galuyos of Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael will have to endure, we are redeemed from each one in the zchus of one particular tzaddik. Galus Harishon nigalu b'schus Avraham Avinu, Olav Hashalom. Base, so Galus Harishon would be Galus Bavel. Base, which is Paros Hamodai, nigalu b'schus Yitzchok. Gimel, which is the Golus of Yovan, b'schus Yaakov. And Dalit, which is Golus Edoin, Golus Roimi, is told b'schus Moshe, and he goes on to say that Moshe represents Torah, and therefore only through Limudat Torah, so start your day the Torah way, oh, there's a good connection, will be Nigal from the last Golus. But he says, the Rechaim says, that the third Golus was brought to an end, b'schus of Yaakov. So again, a Kesher to Yaakov. I'd like to try and find a kesher, and I'd also like to try and find a tissue, if possible. So, Thank you very, very, very much. In the tefillah of Chanukah, and Al-Anisim, towards the end, we come across the words, "Bekovu shmoinas mechanukah elu lahodus lahalal shimcha agod." Bekovu shmoinas mechanukah elu. That the days of Chanukah were nikba, were fixed, were established in order lahodus. In fact, if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, where it discusses Chanukah, my Chanukah, the lashon there also is kevoum va'asom v'imei hoido halav hoido. That the whole Yom Tov was established lahodus lahalal for the purpose of hoido. So Rav Yitzchak Kutner asks, the lechora every Yom Tov is nikba lehoido. You know, that's what a Yom Tov is. That's why we say halal on every Yom Tov, right? Pesach is hoido on, you know, for the geula, and Sukkos, or Shavuos, I should say first, Shavuos for Kabbalah Satorah, and Sukkos for the Sukkos, whether they're Anani HaKovet or Sukkos Mamish, but either way, that's what it's about, right? Every Yom Tov is, what's Peshat Dafka by Chanukah, the Kovim lehoidus lehalal. Interestingly also, you know, when it comes to the Rambam, we learn, not only do we learn a tremendous amount from what he says, but we also learn from where he says it. So it's interesting that Hilchus Halal, all the halachos of Halal, would you say full Halal or half Halal, you know, how the, what the Chazan says, what the Tzibur responds, and at what time you to say Halal, and if you missed that Halal, all the halachos concerning Amiras Halal are all in Hilchus Chanukah. They're all in Hilchus Chanukah. Which is remarkable, because Chanukah is a Yom Tov Drabonon. Right, now the Yom Tovim are Yom Tovim Doraisa. But nevertheless, so let's say it's Pesach, I can't remember, the first day is Gomes Ahal, not Gomes Ahal, yeah, Seder, well you do say Seder, etc. If you need to look up the halachas, so you've got to look in Chanukah to find out what to do on, okay. But Lamaisa, you would have thought that in one of the more important Yom Tovim, that's where you would find the halachos of Chanukah. Nevertheless, in the Rambam, he decides to incorporate the halachos of Halal into the halachos dafka of Chanukah. So you see there's an element of hoidor, halal v'hoidor, that is unique to Chanukah more than any other Yom Tov, which is a classic kind of ha'ora of the Pachad Yitzchak, because he said he makes a similar ha'ora when it comes to Purim. That Purim is more of a day of Simcha than any other Yom Tov. Agam, every Yom Tov is Simcha, it's Samachta v'chagecho. Again, he's medayik the Loshon of Asiya, the Loshon of Asiya in the Megillah, it says, Lios oisim yemei mishte v'simcha. So here as well, kevo'um va'aso'um yemei halal v'hoido. So it's not just like on Purim, it's not just that we're happy on Purim, but it's more to do with the essence of the day. So too, Hoido has to do more with the essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So, he's Mechadish, a famous idea, which is that the word Hoido is a double entendre. Right? It has a double meaning, the word Hoido. It's two meanings. Hoido taka means to thank, the Hoidois, Toda Rabba, thank you very much. But Hoido also means an admission. Like in a Beis Din, if the litigant admits and agrees that he's at fault, or he's guilty. So that's called a hoidor as baal din. When someone says, I'm moited to you, it means I agree with you. Right? There's an agreement, there's an admission. So the Pachad Yitzchak wants to know what's the shaychus between admission and thanksgiving and gratitude. Two bazun rezachim. L'chore, nothing to do with each other. So he says, actually, they have a lot to do with each other. They're not necessarily the same thing, but they're definitely related in the sense that just like it's, they say the two most difficult phrases in the English language, any language really, but the two most difficult things for a person to say are "I'm sorry," right, and "thank you." People find it very hard to apologize. People find it very hard to show gratitude. Why? For the same reason. "I'm sorry" is an admission of guilt. "Thank you" is an admission that you needed the other person's help. It's an admission, effectively, that you could not have done it without that person's help. So, if it's a small favor, so it's a small thank you. Someone gives you a lift around the corner, shkoich is enough. Someone does you a massive favor, you know, finds your child a shidduch, or, I don't know, saves your life, saves your business, right, saves your barn from burning down, so shkoich is not enough. In other words, the more that you needed to come on to the other. So, in other words, the bigger the favor, the bigger the yeshua, so the more that demands a hoidah, because you are being moid there, right? That requires a certain humility on the part of the beneficiary, that he has to be moider, that the benefactor has done him this tremendous toiva. So hoidah is related to hoidah. There needs to be first a hoidah, and a recognition, an acknowledgement, and then there can be a hoidah, which is an expression of appreciation for that acknowledgement. Interestingly, I think in English we do have a word that captures both of these ideas, both the admission or the acknowledgement, and also the gratitude. And I think that word is, I think appreciate. I think appreciate. Because to appreciate, we often say, you know, to show appreciation means to give thanks, right? But also to appreciate also means to recognize something, right? To appreciate something means to recognize something's value. You can appreciate a stunning piece of music. That means you're not going over to the music and saying, thank you, music. You can appreciate a stunning piece of art. To appreciate a piece of art means you understand it, you acknowledge its value, you acknowledge its depth and its beauty. Yeah, it's not to appreciate something means, doesn't necessarily mean to thank, but it means an admission, it means a recognition, it means a certain acknowledgement. But that's what appreciation. Interestingly, the opposite of appreciation is depreciation, which means when something goes down in value. When something depreciates, means it goes down in value. So appreciation means that you give it its due value, you understand its worth. The Pachad Yitzchok says a very, very interesting ha'ora, which applies to Chanukah, but it applies actually to the whole year, to every single tefillah. Because in every tefillah, every Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Brichas HaHoidah, which is Brichas Moedim. And it's very interesting, because it begins with the word Moedim. So if Moedim means thank you, then if we translate it, we have a problem. Moedim anachnu loch, we thank you, Shalto Hashem lekeinu, tzuchayinu mogin yishenu, atu ledor vadoer, thank you. You've said thank you already. Why saying thank you again? You're in the middle of a sentence. I know it's a long sentence, but Bereshit remembers how you started. That, you know, Baruch Hashem, we go to a chasna, and you hear the Baal Simcha gets up to thank all the various people involved, and all the people flown in from Australia and New Zealand and whoever. Thank you, thank you. Obviously, say shkoich to da 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 da. Right, obviously, thank you again. What's the moedim anachnu loch? You are Hashem, so chayinu mogin yishenu. Carry on. What am I thanking you for? Al chayinu am simetachem, an nishmesenu, apakudus lach, an nisachem, an nifleisachem. What's the noide lacho? Zogt Pachad Yitzchok, the first moedim is not thank you. The first moedim is an acknowledgement. It's a recognition. It's an appreciation. Moedim anachnu loch. We are declaring our recognition and our understanding, our awareness that shor atohu Hashem, that you are the Rebbe Shem, the rock of our lives, the shield of our salvation. Now that we've established who we're talking to, now that we can appreciate who we're talking to, then noida lacha, we can give thanks. Al chayenu, an nishmoseinu, paket. He's ma'ira, the Pachad Yitzchok, that you can know which hoidah is which by looking at the next word. We thank for, but we appreciate that. In English, so too in Loshon HaKodesh, right? You don't thank that, you thank for. We are thankful for. You don't appreciate for, you appreciate that. So, moedim anachnu loch, sho'atahu Hashem. But noide lecho is al chayenu. Which, by the way, is interesting, because that means that the first word that we say in the morning, the first word comes out of our mouths every single morning, which is moedani fanecho, is often understood, thank you Hashem for returning my neshoma, but it might actually also mean, or it might even mean even more, I'm recognizing that you are the Melech Chai V'Kayom that has returned my neshoma to me. It's like, it's a moment of recognition, of understanding, of appreciation. It can also mean Moedim. Yeah. What's the most important Hoidah? What's the most important Hoidah? What's the most important Hakorah? It's interesting because the other terminology that we use to give thanks is Hakorah Satoiv. And Hakorah literally means to recognize, literally means to understand. In fact, the Rav Dessler writes in Kuntzah Chesed, talks about how Hakoras HaTov is not the same as Hodor, if Hodor means to give thanks, because Hodor is the expression of the thanks, but the Hakoras HaTov is the actual understanding and recognition of the good. So you can be Makir Tov without saying anything. You're Makir the Tov. I'm being Makir the Tov. The opposite is also true, that you can give thanks without meaning it. So you can give Hodor, you can say thank you, without really being Makir the good, the favor, and vice versa. So he says you need both. You need to first be Makir the Tov, and then you need to give thanks for it. And that really is Moedim. Moedim Anachnu Loch, who I'm talking to, Noide Lecha, for the favor. But the most important Hodor of all, the most important recognition of that which we give thanks for, is the very fact that we are able to be Moedim. At the end of Moedim Darabonon, we finish with the words, Al Sha'anachnu Moedim Loch. Which means that we are thankful for the fact that we are thankful. Yeah? And many have the minute to actually bow again at the end of Moedim. Yeah? So they say, Moedim Anachnu Loch, Sha'atu Hashem Akim Vaseinu, Yosin Suchein, Mogen Shinatu Dov. No, that's not that one. No, Moedim Anachnu Loch, Sha'atu Hashem Akim Vaseinu, you continue. Al shanachnu moedim loch. Baruch kela hoidois. I say al shanachnu moedim loch. I'm being moide. That's I'm being moide. Baruch kela hoidois. That's al hoidois. But what we're expressing is the fact that is who we are as a people. That's what it means to be a yid from the word Yehuda. Hapam oides Hashem. The moida ani that we say in the morning is shechus out to minishmosi as a chob aneshama. The first hakora that a yid needs to have is that he's a yid, is that he has this duty but also this privilege to be able to be al shanachnu moedim loch. Das loch the gres tzach. And in the time of Chanukah, this, more than anything, is what was under threat. Avada, there were gezeiros from the Malchus of Yovan. Avada, there were gezeiros. Avada, you know, Shabbos and Milah, Shchodesh, etc., Limud HaTorah, was all under threat. But those were all sort of toilodos of the real threat, of the mother threat. The threat that was really going to challenge the very existence of Klal Yisrael, which was that many, many Yidden were misyavnim. Many Yidden were misyavnim. Hellenized. Meaning that they woke up in the morning and they didn't say Moed Ani Shechzar to Binishmosi. They didn't say Moedim Anachnu Loch, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. They didn't say that. They were like, who cares, I'm a Yid? Who cares, I'm a Yid? They looked across the Mediterranean and they saw the beautiful white sandy beaches and they saw the big amphitheaters and the stadia and they saw the great philosophers and Aristotle and Socrates, Plato, and they saw all of that, and they said, well, why can't we be them? The essence of the goddess of Yavam was Shechshichu Eneim Shel Yisrael, that they blinded the eyes of the Yidden from recognizing that they were Yidden. As Du Bist Doch HaYid. That's like the biggest thing. Never mind all the toitzos of that, the toilodos of that, that they couldn't do this mitzvah, they couldn't be mekayim, this minig. But the very etzem, right, the very essence of what it means to be a Yid was under threat, was being challenged. There was a fundamental chesaron in their hoidor, in the appreciation to be a Yid. Ich bin a Yid. And that's the most important thing. More than anything else, for a Yid to be makir, is that they need to be makir that they are a Yid. The minute that's not appreciated, and the minute that's not necessarily considered a privilege, or that's not their identity, that's not their identity, so who cares? Unfortunately, when we are threatened and when we're under pressure, that hoidor rises to the surface. Just mentioned the other night, I had the privilege to speak at the seed event, which is very, very bekitzer. I shared the story, a very famous story now, because it's gone viral, of a couple that were at this music festival that was going on near the border, Shmini Atzeres. The fellow in this marriage was one of the DJs, right? And, you know, very, very white from Yiddishkeit, very, very white, head to toe covered in tattoos, you know, body piercings, the works, you know. And when it all broke loose, so I'm ruining the story by being Mekatzeret, and if you can get your hands on it and actually see their own personal testimony, it's very, very much worth it. It's very, very moving. But they managed to get to their car, and they managed to just, you know, just race out of there, even though there's bullets flying everywhere. And he and his wife are basically ducked down in the footwells, you know, of the car. He can't even see where he's going. He's driving, sort of holding the steering wheel above his head. And he says that out of nowhere, absolutely nowhere, he has no idea where it came from. He just blurted out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You know, he almost certainly never said the words before in his life, right? He doesn't even know whether he'd even heard the words before in his life. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? A yid, Rav Dessler says, is always a yid. That pintle yid, that deep, 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 deep neshoma, awareness, identity, ich bin a yid, can never ever be extinguished. Like the apostle says, v'af gam zos be'er seveim, le'ma'astim, le'ga'altim, le'chaloysom, le'hofe brisiyatom, ke'ani Hashem le'keim. He's talking about all of Klal Yisrael. But Rav Dessler says it's referring to every single yid, that af gam zos be'er seveim, even if they're deep inside the land of the enemy, the land of Gashmius, the land of the Yetzer Hara, the land of the Satan, le'ma'astim, le'ga'altim, le'chaloysom, ich bin a yid. They say over the Ksav Sofer, was davening in Shul. And he was saying brachas, brachas HaShachar, and some people near him listened in, and they noticed something strange. Made the first bracha, brachas HaShem Lekim L'Cholim, HaShem Nosan Zechav Vino, L'Av Kam Yom Ve'en Loilo. Brachas HaShem Lekim L'Cholim, Shelo Yasani Oved. Shelo Yasani Isho. Wait, he missed a bracha. He missed a bracha. Oh, why am I Shelo Yasani Goy? Must have been a mistake. Next morning, they're listening a bit more carefully, and they see, same thing again. Baruch Hashem, Shlo Yosani Oved. Shlo Yosani Isho. Vergessen, Shlo Yosani Goy. Ashrek. They go to the Heilige Tachta, the Chasam Sofer, and they say, Rebbe, I'm not sure how to tell you this, but we're worried that your son is not so proud to be a Yid. He's not so happy about this whole Yiddishkeit thing. He skips the Baruch Shlo Yosani Goy. Yeah? So the Chasam Sofer calls in his son. No, Avraimela, Avraham Shmuel Ben Yomin, Ksav Sofer, what's going on? What's happening? What's with Shlo Yosani Goy? He says, Tata, I get up in the morning. I know I'm supposed to wait to get to Shul to say Brachas HaShachar. Aber ich kann nicht einhalten. I can't hold it in. I just leap out of bed and Baruch HaShem Shlo Yosani Goy. That's how I get to Shul. I'm not supposed to say the bracha a second time. Yeah, I can't. That is Sheikh Zar Tobin Ishmosi. That's the Moidim Anach Nuloch Shato Hashem Alekeinu. Dosi das. Yaakov Avinu Ki Yedua is the middle of Hakorah, the middle of Emes, Titin Emes Liakov. We find Taka in the Pesukim, Yaakov Avinu is the one who says, Chieshli Koil. Yaakov is the one who says, Aser Asre Nuloch. We know the whole mitzvah of Bikurim. The whole parasha of Bikurim, and Bikurim is the ultimate mitzvah of Hoidah, that's what the essence of the mitzvah is all Arami Ovidovi, it's all Yaakov. And there's lots of read about this. This is Yaakov Avinu. And of course, Yaakov has two wives, Rochel and Leah. From Leah, he has Yehuda. And from Rochel, he has Yosef. Yehuda, interestingly, is called Yehuda for these two reasons, these two definitions of Hoidah. First of all, Apam Oides Hashem, that's thanks. But also, Tzot Kamimeni, Haiti Gevoch Sparsha. Tzot Kamimeni is an admission. Because that's what it means. In order to be Moide, you have to be Moide. In order to be Moide Manach Noloch, you have to be. In order to be Noide Lecho and Sabit Elosecho, one needs to be Moide. Yosef is very much the same thing. Yosef, in his moment of great Nisoyan, is the one who says, Ein Godel Babayis Yosef Mimeni. He suddenly realizes, I should give in to the Yetzer Hara, I should sink to these levels, I should be trapped by Eishes Potiphar, Ich bin Ayid, and he sees the most Yuknoi of Yaakov Avinu in the window, and he's reminded, Ich bin Ayid, and when a person says, Ich bin Ayid, he can't do an Aver. I'm too heilig for this, I'm too special. So, these two melachim, Shnei melachim Noadu Yachtov, that come from Yaakov, one from Rochum, one from Leah, these are the kings. They are the kings of Yehuda. They are the kings of Hoidah. They are the kings of what it means to be Moideh. And therefore it makes a lot of sense that Yaakov Avinu is associated with Chanukah. Because if Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hoidah, then that Hoidah is not just saying thank you. It's a recognition, it's an appreciation, it's turning back the philosophy of the Mizyavnim. It's turning back the philosophy of Yovan that tries to drive the pride and sense of privilege that we feel in being a Yid. Yovan tries to drive that out, and it restores that pride. It restores that sense of privilege. It restores that sense of pride, that sense of appreciation. And this stems from Yaakov Avinu. This stems from the Melochim that emerged from Yaakov Avinu. It occurred to me, I haven't seen this inside, but I guess I'll leave you with this because time is short. But it says, there'll be two Mashiachim. Two Mashiachs. One Mashiach of Yosef and one Mashiach of David, of Yehuda. Yosef, as we find in this week's parasha, is Ein God of Abayis Yosef Mimeni. That's the Shechazarta bin Ishmosi. That's the Ich bin Ayid Hoido, Be'ike. Yehuda is Apam. He gets his name from Apam Oides Hashem. That's the Hoido of Thanksgiving. So, interestingly, first there's Mashiach Shad Yosef, the Mashiach of Hakorah, the Mashiach of Ein God of Abayis Yosef Mimeni. That's Yosef. That's the Moedim Anachnu Loch Shoata Hu Hashem. And then they can come the Mashiach of Yehuda, Ben Yehuda, Shech Ben David, which is the Mashiach of Noida Lecho Unesaper Te Losecho. I think, given recent events, there's been a groundswell of a Hoidor amongst even very distant Jews that Ich bin Ayid, that Shabbos, Tefillin, Tzitzis. Someone sent me a 5-second clip yesterday of a commando somewhere in the middle of Gaza, kitted out from head to toe, you know, bristling with weapons, and he's standing outside a building and he's going, Atente, Atente, Minche, Minche, Atente. Absolutely. It's just Mikamcha Yisrael. And you see on the sign is that the Beis Knesset of Bet Hanun Aza, right? And they've set up a little shul there, looking for a tenth man for a minion. Unbelievable. Right? But you find that there's been, in all the darkness that we've been suffering, there are these pinpricks of light of Ich bin Ayid. And that mamish is what Chanukah is all about. That's what the Hashmonoim are fighting for, Mila Hashem Elai. That's what the Makabim, Micha Moicha Ve'ilam Hashem. And Be'ez Hashem, just like then, the Rabbim will be Adam Atim, and Tmei Miat Ohoirim, Rishon Miat Tzadikim, Mishmizoich Atakat, Mashiach Ben Yosef of Akora, followed very swiftly by Mashiach Ben Yehuda of Mashiach Ben David, with the Hakora and the Hoidor of Yehuda Be'ez Hashem.
Hananya ben Akasha Oyim Arotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lozak Lutz Yisrael Lefik Lachir Bolehem Toiro Mitzvois.